glad to be back in a final again. A lot of work's gone in all year, and thank God just we're back in the final again.
Talk to me about this year. Obviously, we won't mention the war and last year's defeat, but obviously nobody wants to talk about it, but I'm sure it's in everybody's mind when you were sitting out.
It was. Even though we got to the final last year, we knew this year that it wasn't just going to automatically happen again for us. We're going to have to put in the work and take it at a game at a time. We had a big focus on our first game against Burt, that we knew we had to get off to a winning start, and then just take it game by game, because it's such a competitive championship, the intermediate, that if you took your eye off the ball against any of the other teams, you know, any team could beat any other team on any given day.
Yeah, because it was a tight enough group, given that you had a kind of an indifferent league, hadn't you?
That's right. The league, we kind of didn't get a right run at the league at all, between injuries and whatnot, and weren't performing well either, the team that was in the field, you know. But then we put big focus in the championship once we kind of picked up a bit of form towards the end of the league, and then once it came to the championship, we put the real focus on then to just take it a game at a time,
and got off to that good start in Burt.
Good start in Burt, yeah. Was very important. It was going to be a tough test too, because Burt were going well enough as well, you know, and they really put it up to us. But we're happy now with the performance in Burt.
And tell me, then Fannett, wasn't it?
Fannett at home then after that. And we're away to Mallon, and then we'd Navarra in our last group game as well. But just
all three key games. I know Mallon kind of fell off after a great league, but
that's right.
You know, it's still a tricky one when the draw was made.
Yeah, definitely now, because Mallon had a super league, so they had, and then when they're playing us, they kind of had to really go out to win it, because they'd lost the two games before it. There was big pressure on them to win it, and they really, really put it up to us coming into the second half. Now we got a goal in Matthew Ward, got a goal at the start of the second half in that game, and we thought we were kind of set once we got that, but geez, they really came out at us now, and they really put us under big pressure in the second half, and we just had to fight it out and got the victory up in Mallon, so we did.
Yeah, and then Nymora, was it?
Nymora then was our last group game then, and we ended up having them in the quarter final then as well.
How difficult were those, the second game especially, obviously the first game as well, because you were the favourites, you were at home.
We were at home the first day now, and we were through, but at the same time, local derby, you don't want to be
want
to be giving them too much. You want the bragging rights.
You wanted to finish top, obviously, as well.
Yeah, you wanted to finish top, because it worked out then better for you in the draw then, but
they're two. Got Newbury then again.
We're having to get them then secondly again, but two tough games now. They were a lot better in O'Donnell Park than what they were against us down the field now, and there's a couple of good footballers in that team as well, and they did put it up to us. It was under big pressure in that game, so they did, but we're lucky we got the two goals at the end to kind of put a bit of daylight between the teams.
And then Termon.
Termon then, the semi-final, that was another.
That was a big draw.
That was tight battle now, you know, because Termon there, I know they might not have had a great league playing in Division 1 there, but they did some good results through the championship, you know, and we're always kind of weary of them. They were always one of the teams that was picked from the start to be one of the contenders for the championship, you know. But no, you just sit down whenever you find out your opponents, you just sit down, study them, come up with a plan to get over the line just.
Yeah. A feature of your games is, you know, by and large, you got off to great starts, and, you know, you kind of, I don't know whether you sit back or you relax or you let the other team back into it, but you put your supporters through a ringer, like against Nymura, you know, Donald Park, against Termon, even the last night as well. You know, you built up big leads, and then all of a sudden you found you're only a point or two up.
Yeah, something we need to try and get out of our game now. We always find ourselves able to perform for maybe the first 15, 20 minutes of a game. Then coming into half time, seem to dip a bit. And then after half time as well, you can dip a bit. And you might have a bit of an advantage, but that doesn't belong disappearing against good teams that's in this championship, you know.
Yeah.
So now, hopefully now in the final, we've had to put in a full solid 60 minutes of a performance.
And talk to me about Neat Columbia. You know them fairly well. You beat them last year in the semi-final. When you did that game, probably as the underdogs.
Possibly. Now, it was a tough test last year now. I mean, we were absolutely delighted to get over the line last year against them in the semi-final. Big battle. It'll be nothing different this year. They played some impressive stuff there without watching them against Fannett, and they're a very, very good team now. They're very hard to beat, and expect nothing but a big challenge from them.
A feature of their game is they seem to be scoring a lot of goals. Obviously, you defenders will have to be on your toes.
Well, we'll try anyway now. They're the quality all over the field, so they have, and they've a couple of good forwards there as well, so we'll have to be on our toes to try and keep them out.